This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. There's just 3 days left for a committee of Iraqis to draft the country's new constitution and present it to the General Assembly for approval. Prospects for meeting the deadline do not look at all certain. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Philip Reeves. Philip, welcome back to the show. And I heard from NPR's Tom Bullock this morning, listening to Morning Edition, that they can't agree on the name of the country. If they're not there on the name of the country, it sounds like there are major things left to be done.
There definitely are some major issues that have to be settled. The name of the country is one of them. And in a way, that reflects the other issues that underpin this process, which are now under discussion and still unresolved. They range, for example, from those who want to see a federal republic of Iraq, and therefore they want the name of the country to be the Federal Republic of Iraq. That, for example, would represent the view of the Kurds, who want to live within a federation in which they have a high degree of autonomy and control over the oil revenues in the north, to having the country called the Islamic Republic of Iraq, which would be the view of a number of the religious Shia. So the argument about the name, in a sense, is an argument that also ties in with the other larger issues that are under discussion in this process.
Are there other name candidates in there? Does someone want the United States of Iraq?
No, but the Sunnis, for example, who don't want to live in a federal Iraq, largely speaking, because they want to make sure that the south and the north don't break away from the center of the country, leaving them with far fewer revenues from the oil than they used to enjoy. They'd like to see it called the Republic of Iraq. That would be a name that underpins the unity of the country. So the name, the argument about the name is actually absolutely pertinent to the issues that are under discussion about federalism and so on.
Federal Republic of Iraq, the Islamic Republic of Iraq, and the Republic of Iraq. Well,
oh, but wait, Alex, there's another one. There's the Islamic Federal Republic of Iraq, or the Federal Islamic Republic of Iraq. Now, that would be favored, I would suggest, by the Shia who live in the south, which is where a lot of the oil fields are, who have recently been upping their claims to establish a federal entity down in the south within Iraq as a whole, in which they too would have autonomy like the Kurds. And that name would represent, would reflect the federal nature of the country and also Islam, which, of course, is to many of them extremely important.
When you talk to Iraqis generally, do any of them refer to their country by any of these names, or don't they just think of it as Iraq?
Yes, they do. They tend to call to think of it only as Iraq, unless, of course, you're talking to Kurds, who would refer to it as often as Kurdistan. But there is a debate about the names, and it is one that's taken seriously, although it does seem extraordinary, really, to those of us who are following this process, that we are only 3 days away from the deadline, which, under which the transitional laws, they're supposed to present a draft constitution to Parliament, and that this issue, this kind of key issue, is still being talked about.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thank you.
You're welcome.